You're listening to SBS News.
Chinese-Australian Justin Zhao found out he was HIV positive in 2009. When he received his prognosis, he had little hope for the future.
I literally thought I would die in a few years. And now we think about that, that's actually really ignorant, coming from a culture that's rather conservative and we don't just talk about sexual health that often, that openly, sort of contributed to that lack of knowledge.
In addition, the 31-year-old says the notion of undertaking a HIV test is still an intimidating prospect for many gay men.
From a lot of the stories I've heard from my peers, the moment they have to go for an HIV test is the moment when things get really real.
The HIV virus attacks the human immune system. It is usually sexually transmitted but can occur by any exchange of bodily fluids. Australia is currently on track to meet its United Nations AIDS treatment targets. The aim is for at least 90% of people estimated to be living with the virus to know their HIV status, and to have 90% of those people receiving treatment, and 90% of those receiving treatment experiencing viral suppression. The aim is for at least 90% of people estimated to be living with the virus to know their HIV status, and to have 90% of those receiving treatment, and 90% of those receiving treatment experiencing viral suppression. But researchers became concerned Australia was not seeing an expected significant decline in new infections. Dr. Tafirei Marakutura is a researcher at the Burnet Institute. He's found gay and bisexual migrants are lagging behind non-migrants in rates of HIV testing, diagnosis and treatment. He says only 66% of migrants exposed to HIV are being successfully treated for the virus, compared to 85% of non-migrants.
If you think of getting an HIV test, stigma comes into play, accessing a healthcare facility, a GP, comes into play as well. Sometimes the fear is, if I am HIV positive, what's going to happen, especially if you know you're not on Medicare or you're not so sure about your health insurance.
Migrants from Southeast Asia and those who are ineligible for Medicare are also lagging behind in testing and treatment. And Daryl O'Donnell from the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations warns large numbers of international students are among them.
We benefit enormously from international students who are in Australia for their studies. It's a huge part of the Australian economy. But that we're really doing those students a disservice if we're not extending access to healthcare to them for sexual health testing and for access to HIV treatment.
While HIV remains a major public health issue, modern testing and treatment can make it a manageable chronic health condition with little impact on life expectancy. Dr. Marakutura says the data shows the need for awareness campaigns to combat the stigma that still surrounds the disease and to share the message that HIV testing and treatment is accessible for all.
Someone who is on treatment essentially lives a normal life expectancy like any other person. It's actually an enabler or something that can push individuals to actually access special HIV tests. I think gone are the days of fearing stigma because we know there is treatment. Being HIV positive does not mean life death.
Justin Zhao started treatment in 2012. Now his HIV is undetectable. The levels of the virus are so low, they cannot be detected in blood tests, so the virus cannot be passed on between humans. He's living a healthy life but needs to keep taking medication to manage the condition. He now works with LGBTIQ plus community organisation ACON and is encouraging those who are nervous about being tested to come forward.
I think the first step is always a bit daunting, a bit scary, but once that's done, we all realise how easy and judgment-free that space is.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.